This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Everything that's not a grass on the range or in pastures is a weed. That's a common misconception, explains SDSU Extension Range Field Specialist Kaylee Wheeler.
But in truth, we see time and time again that a good balance of plant diversity on your pasture actually boosts your overall forage production because it's good for the pollinators, the wildlife, the soils, and all of those things work together in a system to just boost the overall health of the ecosystem.
Wheeler states cattle, sheep, and other ruminants will eat many broadleaf plants if allowed to, as many of the non-grass species are rich in protein, energy, and minerals. A new publication from the Xerce Society, titled Rangeland Wildflowers, Their Value to Livestock Pollinators, is now available, showcasing common prairie plants that are beneficial to both pollinators and livestock. Wheeler points to several prairie plants, such as milkweed, native thistles, and prairie coneflowers that have a rich nutrient profile.
So lead plant, for example, is a great plant. It's actually a legume, so it's very high in crude protein. It's almost 30% crude protein early on in the season, which is going to be at least double what we would see out of our grasses.
SDSU Extension took part in sampling prairie plants across the state, which were analyzed at vegetative, blooming, and seed set stages. This new Rangeland Wildflower publication for the Northern Great Plains is available online. For all the details, visit extension.sdstate.edu and click on the tab for Natural Resources and Conservation.